goes on.
The beat goes on. Sunday.
The beat goes on.
さあ、お待たせいたしました。これは11月の11日ね、京セラドームの初日の日に、アフタヌーンデライト午後3時台に行われました電話のインタビューでございますね。メメさんとポール・マッカートニーのインタビューをじっくりどうぞ。
So how are you doing today?
Terrific!
Great! Great! Great!
Yeah.
Okay! What did you have for lunch today?
Well, you know what? We got up, we had some breakfast, and then we went to the gym, and then we had a nice lunch in a hotel,
Okay. Which
was very good. And we had a massage, very good shiatsu.
Shiatsu, Japanese shiatsu.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Oh, yeah, shiatsu massage, very good,
good
in Japan.
Is that good?
Oh, it was good, yeah, very, very hard, strong.
I'm strong. You like the strong one.
I like it strong. You know, the massage was very good. She was a good girl.
Okay. I know a lot of people ask you this, but how do you like Japan? Is there anything you're looking forward to in Osaka or in Japan?
Yeah. You know, I like just the difference of culture. So that's interesting for us, you know, because it's so different, from London or New York.
Uh-huh.
So it's nice to just see the people and...People are very friendly, so that's nice. They're very courteous, so it's always good to see that. And we're hoping to maybe see a little bit of countryside, if we get a chance. And hopefully maybe see a little bit of sumo.
Sumo. Good.
Yeah.
Good. So may I ask if there is a specific reason for including Japan in your tour this time? So maybe you did so to give your...energy to the earthquake victims or something?
Well, no, it's we've been planning to come to Japan for a visit for some time, but it is good, you know, when we were asked to come this time, we thought, yeah, it will be good because the Japanese people have been through some problems, you know, like you say, with the nuclear disaster, the earthquake and all these things.So it is nice to come and hopefully bring a little bit of rock and roll
and
bring some smiles to some faces.
Wow, good. And now I have your new album in my hand now. All songs are new and new everything. Are you going to play your new songs in your show tonight?
Yeah, I think we're going to do about four new songs tonight.
Four new songs, okay.
Yeah.Especially for the first time ever in the show.
Oh, it's the first time in Japan.
Yeah, first time in Japan.
Good.
Ever. So, Osaka, we could do a few premieres of the songs tonight.
Wow, that's great to hear that.
Ah, so.
Ah, so, すごいですね.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Talking about your concerts are always wonderful, but tell me if there is anything special in this tour.
Yeah, we have some special surprises. I can't tell you about them because they wouldn't be surprises if
okay.
I did.
Okay, that's the surprises, okay? And another question is, you know, no one can believe that you're 71 because you're so energetic and active. Are you doing anything special to keep you so young and active?
Well, you know... not really, but I like to go to the gym. I never used to like it when I was at school, but I like it now. It's good. So I enjoy working out a little bit. I have been vegetarian.
Oh.
I eat a vegetarian diet, so I think that's very good.
Vegetarian.
So that's, good for health and good for the environment.
Okay.
So that's something... that I think maybe contributes, I don't know, really.
Oh,
but I love what I do, and, you know, so I think that's the main thing, really. Just if you're lucky enough to have a job that you love, then it makes life easier.
Oh, okay. We know all that you're, you know, we all know that you always attract a woman. But could you give some good advice to those poor Japanese men how to be so sexy and attractive like you?
Well, I think plenty of them know already. So, but to the ones who don't, I think, you know, it's always good to be polite and to look after a woman and to realize that she has rights just like men do, and to spoil her a little bit here and there, and also to be funny. You know?
So to be funny. That's a,
yeah,
that's a key thing.
The women like that, yeah.
Okay, so...
And there are other things, but I can't mention them on the radio.
Maybe later. Okay, you're now on FM Kokolo, the one and only music station for mature and intelligent music fans in Japan, okay?
Yeah.
So could you give a special message to our listeners who grew up listening to you and the Beatles?
Yeah, I can say, hi guys, it's great to have you listening, and it's great that you're fans, and we love making the music for you. We hope that you are going to enjoy our tour of Japan, and I hope you're going to enjoy our new record, New, and we will continue to make music for you forever.
Forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I still cannot believe that I talked to my music hero on our station today.
Mm-hmm.
And may I confess something to you?
Yeah.
I love you and always will.
Whoa.
Whoa, I haven't been sleeping really well because I was so excited to be able to talk to you.
Well, are you going to sleep well tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yes. And, Paul, it was so nice to have you on our station, FM Kokolo, today. And thank you very much. And enjoy all the great food and sumo and shopping the rest of your stay in Japan.
Okay.
Listen,
it's really nice of you to have me on the station. And I want to send all your listeners big kisses, lots of love, and very good vibrations. I want to thank everyone for listening in, and thank you very much for this interview and all your colleagues there. And we hope to have some great shows in Japan. We are going to rock.
Rock and roll. Hope to see
yeah,
you
ma'am.
Again. Yes, hope to see you again next time in our studio, FM Kokolo.
All right.
Okay.
はい、いかがでしたかね、11日にね、メメさんとポールのインタビューですが、もう心なしかメメがですね、なんかティーンエイジャーみたいな声になって、可愛らしい声になっておりましたけど、でなんか羨ましい感じでしたね、インタビューの内容いろいろ言ってますけども、メメが日本で何か見たいことあるのかということで、日本の田舎の風景とか、あるいは相撲も見てみたいと言ってましたね。で相撲は14日の日に、福岡、ねに見に行ってましたけど、その日ね、僕びっくりしたんですけど、普通大相撲の中継って横綱がだいたい終わるとあと 2,3 分で6時のニュースが始まるんですけど、その日はですね、なんか10分ぐらい50分ぐらいにもう白鵬の取り組みが終わってですね、で、そしたらしばらくしたポールがちょうど席を立って帰るとこだったんですよ。それがバーン映りまして、そしたら周りも客もですね、みんなポールポールポールって言って、もうバチバチ写真撮っててですね、その中をポールがにこやかに帰っていきましたけど、なんとですね、その瞬間の視聴率がぐっと上がったという、 NHK もやりますね、そしていろいろ言った中で、若さポール若いけどなんでって言ったら、ベジタリアンね、常に健康を気にしてるということで、ね、その日もなんかジムで運動して指圧したとか言っておりましたけど、基本的に、そうですね、すごい体の芯が強いんでしょうね。であとね、あなたはいつもね、女性を魅了してますけど、その秘密を日本の男に教えてよってみんな言ったんですよね。そしたら、女性には親切に、そしてよう聞かせるね、よく気を使うことやと、それで時にはちょっとこう甘え 輝かしてやってね、それも大事だよと、あとファニーにねっていう、わあね、ドンファンですね、やりますね。それとあと、まあ心はね、日本で一つ大人のためのラジオ局ですから、リスナーに、メッセージどうぞって言うと、いつもね聞いてくれてありがとう、で日本のツアーや新しいアルバムニューをね楽しんでね、で僕たちはいつまでも音楽作り続けるよっていう風に言っておりましたけど、あのコンサートの間にです12日見に行った時に、あのニューがですね、ニューアルバムね、あのニューがナンバーワンになった言うてごっつ喜んでおりましたけどね、そういう、ポールですけど、本当にまたね、見たいなと心から思いましたね。さあそのーポールのリクエスト、夏子さん、鶴見区の女性ですが、11日のポールのライブに行ってきました、この番組でチケットゲットしました、やりましたね、 B ブロックの5列目でめっちゃええ席でした、そうですよね、ありがとうございますと、ライブでは言葉では言い尽くせないぐらい感動的で、生のポールが自分たちの目の前で、歌っているという現実が信じられない気持ちでした、ポールの歌を聴きながら私は涙が止まらないし、隣のおっちゃんはポールポールと叫んでるし、前の席のおばちゃんは腰振ってずっと踊ってるし、みんなが最高に興奮してエンジョイしていたと思います、71歳なんて思われへんぐらいセクシーやったわ、バンバンもポールみたいに71歳目指して頑張ってくださいねって、はい頑張ります。じゃあその夏子さんのリクエスト、オープニングでこの曲から始まりましたね、 8 days a week